The following interview has been conducted as part of the Ethical Media for Active Citizenship project, which aims to create awareness among media producers of the importance of ethical approaches to the production of media content.
So I'm Christina Ianco. I'm a youth facilitator, guitar facilitator and trainer. I'm working usually on a freelance basis under the name of Victor's Narratives. I'm also a youth leader on a volunteering basis in our family resource center in east side of Galway, and I'm collaborating with NYCI. So I'm a participant in some projects that they organize, namely making links, young voices, and transforming hate speech in youth settings, which is Erasmus Plus strategic partnership project. I was not part of it. So that one was looking at identifying, tackling, and transforming hate speech. So because, you know, there was a lot of things going on, and they were thinking that it's better maybe to go further, to look only at the transformation. So this project that I'm involved is looking on transforming hate speech in settings. And it's a paradigm shift, because it's looking at the needs of the perpetrator. Usually it's hard to look at these things, because you're always, you know, looking at the person that is doing the harm, as in not excusable and so on. But I think it's important to look where it's coming at. So the most important thing is here that we are looking at the needs of young people that are It also is looking at their social and economical context as well. So try to be a bit like more open-minded. It's not about excusing those acts in any way. It's to try to transform them in a very compassionate way. Like, even though, let's say, in my own case, if I would work with the social majority, young people from social majority, and I would hear comments that are hateful regarding, let's say, Romanians, Romanian, I would be triggered. So it's like, you know, how do you pass and cross and overcome that? And the training that we worked on and prepared, it's mostly looking at youth workers, how to be self-aware, how to engage with this language of compassion, non-violent communication, and try to see what's behind this, you know, hate speech. So I think it really resonated also with me, because I'm usually looking at, in general, the bigger picture and the political, you know, in the political landscape and so on. I'm looking mostly from a sociological perspective. Okay. So for me, it really resonates, especially because it's like, okay, so why do we have a rise in hate speech at this very moment? Why do we have Brexit? Why do we have Trump? Why do we have Bolsonaro? There are some things around the world, you know, that in a way, I'm not an expert in that, but I'm looking, you know, what happened economically, what was, you know, we had the crash, there were some things moving around. So this is the big picture. So for me, going from that big picture into the, you know, what's the youth club, okay, because in a way or another, the youth club is going to be influenced what is outside, you know, the community, the national level, European level, and even international, even though we might not be aware that they are, you know, they are connected. So I think from this point of view, really resonating, and also resonated with me, because it's like, okay, now let's try to move as youth workers, let's try to, you know, develop ourselves in a way that we don't react to this, we respond, we find the appropriate response, and we, you know, we go towards this process of transformation, which is a long one. Nobody says it's gonna change like this. It's not something that, like, we don't promise, you know, solutions that are, like, you know, very quick and so on. It's something that we should be engaged and really connected with, and to be, like, actually committed that it's gonna be hard. It might be a long, long process, but it's something that we believe in. try to look more, not only on, of course, it's needed to have, you know, education and exposure around the issues of discrimination, all kind of discrimination, because we are not speaking only about racial discrimination, we're speaking of, about all kinds of identity-based hate, yeah. You know? So, yeah, I think it Does it make sense?
The thing is, I suppose, that you are talking about this kind of interiorized prejudice that exists in everyone, but in some ways, I suppose that you mentioned the kind of the international sphere and the fact that now it seems that to be vocal and be racist and be and use hate speech is allowed because under this umbrella of freedom of speech.
Yeah, under the umbrella of freedom of speech, you know, all things, all nasty things can happen. And I think, no, I think it is about the platforms, you know. So in a way or another, it's there. It's something that the tip of your you know, it's in your pocket, your phone. Yeah. And like you can be an anonymous to produce that. But like to return for us, this project is more about what's happening in the youth club, what is under our watch. And how we can deal with that in a compassionate way, so under our watch, because of course we acknowledge what is happening online, we acknowledge what is happening in their communities, we acknowledge that because, you know, we have to be aware and, you know, to have the social and political awareness, but I think we can work towards changing those narratives in somehow and be aware of them, but focusing on our, you know, youth settings and what can you do, you know, in a very humane and direct youth work.
And as part of this project, did you provide young people also with the skills actually to be able to, in some ways, identify that discourse and being critical of it? Because I think it's very difficult really to fight against hate speech when it's in some ways all around you, and you can see politicians, local politicians in Ireland, for example, actually being very vocal in relation to migrants and religious minorities, etc., etc.
So the training is addressed to youth workers, so it's working with, you know, for them to get more awareness on that, and the toolkit is for them to use with their youth club. So, of course, if you have in those youth club young people that are preparing to become leaders, they will get, you know, the information on that and, you know, talk with their youth worker. Okay, so how did you do that activity? But specifically, this is addressed to youth workers and how they work with. I would say that it's for young people and in their interest and in our, like, you know, common interest in general, but it's for the practitioners to.
Yeah, and also I suppose that in some ways there's links with media literacy issues, right? Because I suppose that you have to bring that kind of a skill that will allow the, I mean, maybe to be critical, as I was saying, of those statements or media reports that usually portray minorities in a very negative light.
Yeah, in our toolkit we have some activities for youth workers to address those online hate speech as well. But it's looking on different sides, and it's not so much on identifying it. It's more about transformation, so how you can already go in the process. So we have two things, just, you know, for youth workers to be engaged and to have, let's say, the context and to look at different sides of society or like channels from where it's coming, but it's going more into the process of transformation. So the activities from the toolkit are more into that. And because this project had another project before, there was a building block for this, in the first toolkit, not manual, that they did in the previous project, it was more about identifying, tackling, and transforming hate speech. So in that manual, there are more resources to help youth workers to identify it and to tackle it.
Uh-huh.
And this one is more to go into transformation. So it has, like, they are really connected. So I would say that, you know, as youth worker, I think it's good to have a bit of context of how it started and to have, you know, access first to go into that first phase, you know, on identifying and tackling, you know, in the theoretical, because it's a manual and it has a lot of information and theory and, you know, advice for youth workers, and then going into the process with this.
This interview was produced as part of the EMAC project and co-financed by the European Commission's Erasmus Plus programme.